Romans 8, 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I wonder how much of our day is spent in spiritual thought, not just in prayer or recitation of memorized scripture, but in viewing situations and circumstances with a spiritual eye. Are the people we meet known to us as souls God loves, people Christ willingly died to save? Are difficulties seen as character builders? Is God given glory for the rich blessings He provides? Unfortunately, that which is felt, tasted, and seen is often more persuasive than the invisible things of God. Our flesh is in constant conflict with the Spirit, and our main challenge is to feed the spiritual man to a greater degree. When we are living in consistent submission to our Savior, the flesh doesn't stand a chance in drawing us into the grip of sin. Romans 8, 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.